In the American League last night, Boston beat Toronto 6-4. Seattle continues to dominate the American League West, beating Tampa Bay 8-4. The Twins beat the Rangers 10-7. A soggy 7-4 victory for Cleveland over the Yankees in a game called after 5.5 innings. In the National League, Philadelphia trounced Montreal 13-2. Who doesn't? But those rampaging Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 4-3. That's 11 straight wins for the Cubs. Watch the skies. Cincinnati beat St. Louis 5-1. Arizona over San Diego 4-2. And Houston beat Los Angeles 10-9. In professional basketball, a seventh game. The Milwaukee Bucks, beat the Philadelphia 76ers 110-100. Ron Rappaport joins us now from Chicago. Ron, how are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Not as good as Don Baylor is these days, but I'm doing just fine.
Well, it's a close race, I'm sure. Listen, two words to say to you about basketball last night.
Yeah.
Ray Allen.
Oh, terrific. You know, it was fun to see two teams work so hard to be sacrificial lambs for the Lakers, but that was one of the more interesting blowouts I can remember, Scott.
Yeah.
Here's Milwaukee up by 33 points at one game, and you know, they're thinking maybe they should just take Allen Iverson out and Philadelphia and rest him up. But then they had to hang on to win by a mere 10 points. You wondered whether they were going to be able to hang on. I don't know what was more fun, Scott, watching Ray Allen score 17 points in a row,
right,
or watching Allen Iverson come back with 26 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, Allen ended up with 41, Iverson with 46. Who says the NBA has lost its offensive edge anyway?
Oh, my word. Well, you know, all of which makes me wonder, would it be wise in this seventh game to bet against Philadelphia? Because they nearly came back last night, and I'm not sure I want to bet against Allen Iverson in a critical game now.
No, I don't think so. I think it might still be with Philadelphia, although, remember, a couple of weeks ago we were talking that Milwaukee is really a strong offensive team. They can really score. And then here comes Ray Allen to put himself into Allen Iverson, Vince Carter kind of realm. You know, we weren't really expecting this kind of play from him. But I'm really looking forward to the seventh game. That ought to be just terrific. I think it's going to be a lot more fun than any game that the Survivor is going to play against the Lakers, Scott.
Oh, yes. I know where the only question will be if the Survivor is going to win a game.
There you go.
I do want to ask about the Supreme Court decision this week on golfer Casey Martin, because the court essentially held that that walking should not ruin a good game of golf, to reverse what I believe Oscar Wilde once observed about about golf.
Casey Martin. Him or Mark Twain. I get them mixed up all the time.
Oh, and they get you and me mixed up.
There you go.
Casey Martin's going to join the tour. What do you make of the decision?
Well, you know, Casey Martin, what's kind of overlooked here is that he's really not playing very well.
Yeah.
This is the big thing, is that his injury has really caught up with him, and he is now saying privately that he doesn't expect he's going to be able to play at all for more than another couple of years.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. The case extends beyond Casey Martin. The key to the Supreme Court decision was that a golf cart does not change the fundamental nature of golf, and golfers kind of scoring this. I mean, it's the only physical activity they do, walking, what, four miles in 4 hours or something like that. That's real tough.
Yeah, and scorning each other is another physical activity for golfers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes.
But, Scott, I've got to tell you that any decision that brings about one of Justice Scalia's sarcastically silly dissents is his own reward. I mean, he called it Kafkaesque and Alice in Wonderland, and he said that maybe some child with attention deficit disorder would be given four strikes. Scott, it seems to me that shouldn't the justice writing a minority decision at least read the majority decision, where it says that, you know, you're not going to change the fundamental nature of the game the way giving somebody four strikes would change baseball? But for Casey Martin, this was just such a heartening symbol of perseverance and grit. And I have to admit that the decision came as quite a surprise, because the justices seemed so skeptical in the oral arguments several months ago. It looked like Casey Martin was prepared to lose, so this was a big surprise.
Okay, Ron, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
Talk to you next week, I expect.
Okay, it's a deal.
Ron Rappaport, who's our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, and also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, the bright one.